Harry, how does it
the fall. We believe that all men are created
equal to the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From Radio Beacon to Radio Beacon.
I have a dream today.
Change has come to America.
Keep the faith.
This is going to be a disaster.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey. It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show. Turn up your mind.
Just be cool. It's going to work out.
Be cool.
I thought that people were jumping a little bit out of line. They were getting yippee, you know? They were getting a little bit yippee, a little bit afraid. Nothing's over yet, but we have a tremendous amount of spirit from other countries, including China. China wants to make a deal. A deal's going to be made with China. A deal's going to be made with every one of them. And there'll be fair deals. I just want fair. They will be fair deals for everybody. The big move wasn't what I did today. The big move was what I did on Liberation Day. You have to have flexibility.
And the White House is telling China and the media they should have read The Art of the Deal.
This was his strategy all along. And that, you know, you might even say that he goaded China into a bad position. They responded. They have shown themselves to the world to be the bad actors. And we are willing to cooperate with our allies and with our trading partners who did not retaliate.
Many of you in the media clearly missed the art of the deal. You clearly failed to see what President Trump is doing here. You tried to say that the rest of the world would be moved closer to China when, in fact, we've seen the opposite effect. The entire world is calling the United States of America, not China.
Trump even admitted that it wasn't the art of the deal or be cool. He said he was watching the bond market.
Right.
And that's what decided this. He had to cave. I think CNBC's Steve Lysman, he said he didn't just flinch, he ducked. There are trillions still lost. And our very own Charlie Gasparino has been on for the last couple of hours saying that he wish it weren't so, but that the truth is that the White House capitulated.
They caved. They caved like spelunkers, everybody, like spelunkers. That's how deep the cave was. This is ridiculous, the art of the deal. This is ridiculous. So what are you saying? He set the world on fire so that he could run in and put the fire out and be the hero? Because the art of the deal is start with something completely absurd. Well, this is our lives, for God's sake. I mean, this is America trying to put food on the table, and the average price for eggs is still $6. This is not anything anybody voted for. Did anybody like read the art of the deal and say, oh, that's what I want? I want something absurd being suggested to build my own version of leverage when I have none, and then I'm going to negotiate. And you know what? Here's the thing. This is what you have to understand and remember throughout all of this, because you're going to run into people that watch that watch not the Jessica Tarlov portion of the Fox News broadcasts. No, but they're going to watch the Jesse Waters. They're going to watch the Greg. Why would you watch Greg Gutfeld if you weren't forced to? I've never understood that. Like, why would anybody watch that without being mandated or forced or like in a Salvadoran prison with the only thing on the TV? Oh, that's right. They don't have TV. It's Salvadoran prison. And Donald Trump wants to send Americans there. Woohoo. It's a great day for democracy. But Charlie Gasparino, who is their economics dude, it is their guy. You know, they got a couple. They got Stuart Varney. They've got Maria Bartiromo, who's on Fox Business. Okay, what's his face that I used to be on with every Tuesday? He died. Lou Dobbs. He's dead. And so now Charlie Gasparino. And Charlie Gasparino's like, listen, I love my country. I want my president to do well. But I just can't tell you that this was the art of the deal.
I want to tell you right now that Donald Trump outsmarted the world. Trust me. I'm an American. I support my president. But that's not really what happened here, from what I understand. And I know I'll get pushback, but here's what it is. First off, we should point out that one of the good things about this is that Scott Bessent is finally in the White House.
Oh,
he's finally leading this. I mean, up until a couple of days ago, it was Lutnick, it was Peter Navarro, the Commerce Secretary, the Trade Advisor, very much hawks. Now it's Scott Bessent, who believes in cutting deals as opposed to, you know, just not you know, just putting these tariffs out there and let's be a mercantilistic economy. That's number one. But number two, let's recall what happened overnight.
Okay.
And from what I understand, and I'm getting this from people that are talking to the White House, what happened in the bond market overnight, the spike in yields on the 30-year and the 10-year bond, which showed that people were dumping our bonds. And who were those people dumping our bonds?
Japan,
the biggest holder of bonds, was selling bonds. That's what I'm getting from some very big money managers.
Okay, what are bonds? Bonds are treasury bonds. Bonds are our debt, And countries like Japan, who Donald Trump said, they're going to come to the table. They're dying to talk to me. They want to make a deal. China, too. They also are a large holder of our debt, treasury bonds. They were dumping them. They could destroy us. He thinks he created some niche or leverage or whatever. No. He didn't create jack. What he was looking at when the bond market was tanking, and you know, for those of you who watch, like Stephanie Ruhle, who's a really good business person, okay, she used to work at Deutsche Bank, okay, she is a really good person to listen to on what is going on with the stock market and our economy and what's going to actually give first. She said watch the bond market about, I guess what, 2 weeks ago or a week, whenever this started, when was Liberation Day, everybody? When was it? So it seems like forever. It seems like a lifetime ago, but you know, she said, the bond market's not gonna put up with this crap. There is no way. He's putting tariffs on countries where we have zero tariffs. Australia, you know, zero tariffs. And he put a 25% tariff on Australia. You know those little islands with the penguins? Aha, how we all laugh. Those are Australian islands, okay? The man is delusional, and he really needs everybody to always be paying attention to him. To him. It's all about him. Now, what's really freaky is that the bond market actually, the bond market, the people who own our debt, who buy our debt, Japan, China, other nations, started dumping our debt, and that would have caused a Great Depression. Why? Because the cost of money would have gone through the roof. The cost of borrowing, that's what treasuries are. They're the result of holding debt. And if they would have sold that, the cost of money for us to borrow, because we would have no one holding our debt, nobody participating in our debt, nobody saying, you're worth it, I'll hold your debt, your word is good, we trust you. We trust you, like your bank trusts you because you've produced collateral, or your bank trusts you because you show that you make a certain amount of money. Same thing with the countries that buy our debt. We have proven ourselves to be reliable credit risk, a reliable partner. The trust that he destroyed in a week is legion. It's legend. No president has damaged the word of the American democracy or the American economy in this way ever in the history of the... But if he didn't respond, this is why he's saying, thank God that Besant's in there. Who the hell does Besant look like? Can anybody place him? I can't place him. He looks sort of kind of like a plastic surgerized James Comey on some days. Do you know what I mean? And then on other days, he looks like a surgerized Chevy Chase. So, you know, I can't really place it. Anyway, so he saw the debt being sold. He saw it, and he saw depression, Great Depression. Mr. President, you're in Great Depression territory. You will get impeached. They will run you out on a rail. The people don't like it. Did you see last weekend? There were millions of people. They don't like this. Anyway, that's what he was responding to. This is not the art of the deal. This is the art of the douche. Now, some people are saying it's the art of the steal. Some people are saying that this was market manipulation, that this was a classic pump and dump scheme, meaning he had put out at 9:30 in the morning on Truth Social that it was a great day to buy DJT. That's his stock, where all his wealth actually is. Truth Social, right? And at 9:30 in the morning, he said, this is a great day to buy, da da da. And I saw Twitter going, buy the dip, buy the dip. The only dip you want to buy now is like, you know, guac, because it's going to become scarce. Buy the dip. And then his stock price, DJT, went up 21%. And then he paused the tariffs. What?